views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. So happy to have you joining me this morning on News Radio Pensacola. You can join us in the text line at 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620. And you want to save that number because we're going to be giving some goods away this morning. Good morning to Eldon. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Jenna. Great to have you again in the studio again.
Thank
so
you.
Good to see you. Glad
it's
you're
gonna
here.
It's going to be a party this morning.
It's always a party because you know why? It's the Always Sunny show.
That's right. And it's always sunny in here, and it's always sunny with Sonny's Barbecue.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
How are things going when it comes to Sonny's?
They're going good. You know, it's that time of year. The dog days of summer are here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everybody is...
You mean dog, like it's dogging us hot.
Dogging us hot. I mean, that's the reason why they call it the dog days.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I just thought
sure,
like the dog days was like,
it's
you know,
doggone hot.
That is the most southern thing I've ever heard.
Hey.
Other than I think like your grandma's whiskers frog something.
Wow, I never heard that one before. My goodness. That's a new one to me
but
too.
It is
so
the dog
we're all
day
learning
summer.
Something new today here on the Always Sunny show.
We are, and we're going to learn more with
Absolutely.
Our friends in studio this morning from Studer Community Institute. We're going to welcome them here in just a moment.
Yeah.
It's back to school though, even though it is hot. Back to school, everybody's doing the hustle and bustle,
yep.
And Sonny's is a great place to go ahead and get that meal prep done.
For sure. You know, sometimes you're busy doing all the things, getting ready for school, getting the paper and the pens and the backpacks and the shoes and all the things.
What was your favorite part about going back to school?
None of it.
None.
Well,
not even
the
a good
friends,
smelling pencil.
Obviously, the friends.
The friends.
The friends is the best part
causing
of the
ruckus
school.
With the friends.
Yeah.
Of course.
I was the sit in the black. The back of the classroom guy.
Yeah.
You know, no surprise there, I'm sure.
I see it.
Cut a few jokes and have a little bit of fun.
I look back, there was no harm in it.
I probably could have done better. You know, sometimes it just worked out for some
and
of
you
us.
Did. Look how
now
far
we've
I
get
we
to
come.
Be on radio and cut up and have a good time and talk about barbecue. It's a win-win. I
exactly.
don't know of anything better.
You are winning,
yeah.
And we're having fun this morning. If you'd like to text in 437-1620 and save that number because we are doing a couple giveaways coming up. Eldon is always so gracious and kind and giving for bringing something in for you. And this is going to be for your family, so stay tuned. We're going to do that here in just a couple of minutes. So don't get out of your car. Don't turn off the app yet. Stay tuned for that. But like we were talking about, it's back to school. I'm a homeschool mom now, but I don't know, you've been there too.
Homeschool dad. Yay. I'm homeschool dad. Yeah,
I
know, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
But I did school, public,
I mean, I don't want to take the credit. My wife does most of the work. I'm there for moral support. Let's be honest.
That is very honest of you.
Make sure you get that done. Okay, that's my part.
That's
your mother said get it done, so get it done. That's my job.
We need that, just FYI.
Yeah.
But even in the homeschooling, and your wife can totally relate to this, it is so busy. It's a lot. It's draining.
Yeah.
You're still running all over to your groups and activities.
Getting
so
home.
Being able to just get food already created, know that you're going to get good quality, you go pick it up, and it's something for the kids to look forward
it's
to.
It's something easy. It's good quality. Good slow smoke barbecue, so you know that you're getting a good meal that we put a lot of love into it. Let's
That's
just
right.
call it what it is.
With all the good sides.
And part of what we're talking about, back to school, and so we have a special promo that we're running specifically for back to school. And so it's our Pork and Tenders family meal pack. And so this is something that Sonny's has rolled out system-wide, so all the Sonny's across everywhere that you can get this at. So basically, it's a full pound of our slow smoke pulled pork that's seasoned and sauced and ready to go. And then also four of our new jumbo tenders. So, and they're good. Let me tell you, we upgraded our chicken tenders, and it was definitely an upgrade. They're delicious. So nice, meaty chicken tenders and two pint sides and your choice of bread also. So it's a great meal deal, $32.99. You can grab that in any of our to-go locations or through the drive-thru. You can pick that up. It's not available dine-in, but to-go or drive-thru, which is perfect for that back-to-school timeline. Hey, you got football practice, you got cheerleading, you got all the things, you know, running here and there, recalibrating to your schedule. Sonny's is the perfect bridge to making sure your family gets that meal when you're a little bit short on time. Swing through the drive-thru, call in, order online at sonnysbarbecue.com and get your order ready and have it ready at the time that you want to pick it up.
Okay.
And have a wonderful meal for your family.
Yeah, take it on the go. Absolutely. Side, have it on the field, have a picnic, you know.
The field. In the back, in the car. I mean, who hasn't had a meal in the car? Let's be honest.
Oh, those are the best meals sometimes. You know? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, a little barbecue sauce, you get your barbecue sauce packets with it.
You just order extra, ask them for some extra wet naps, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what will save
you.
And
it's nice and easy.
All right, Eldon. I love that. Eldon Scott is here this morning from Sonny's Barbecue for our Always Sunny Show here on News Radio Pensacola. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. If you'd like to text in this morning for a question or, again, for any of those details with that family pack, I can text that on over to you. But we are
going to give it away.
And
I'm actually sweetening the pot.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that part.
I'm sweetening the pot. Well, I'm just adding a gallon of sweet tea to the giveaway.
Oh, that's definitely sweetening.
I'm literally sweetening the pot with a gallon of sweet tea. So you're going to get that pork and tender family meal pack on the giveaway. So with your sides and your bread, but then also I'm going to throw in a gallon of sweet tea for you.
Who doesn't love that? You've got drinks to go.
Now you got drinks to go too. So that's going to be for the winner. How are we going to give that away, Miss Jenna?
All right, so we're going to open up our text line right now. Hold tight, Tigers. Don't just run away. We have to get the magic phrase from Eldon in 1 second, but let me give you the number, 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620 for our studio line this Friday morning. And Eldon has what you have to text in.
Ready? For the code word, back to school.
Easy peasy.
Back to school.
Easy peasy, barbecue squeezy. Text.
Wow. I like it. Better than lemon squeezy. But if you got sweet tea, I mean, you can do a little lemon squeezy, but barbecue squeezy, I like it.
Oh, lemon's good and sweet tea. Yeah. I like that. So text in back to school right now. First person wins that. Oh, we've got the lines coming in. While I go ahead and get the winner's name, Eldon, I'm going to have you do the honors of welcoming our other beautiful guests this morning from Studer Community Institute.
Yeah.
They are literally, I think they're chewing on the mics, ready to get into the conversation, or they're drooling. I don't know, talking about barbecue. I'll let you go ahead and welcome them.
Well, we do have some wonderful friends here from Studer Community Institute, Miss Ashley and Miss Kara, and they are doing all the legwork. Maybe not all the legwork. The bulk of the legwork. I don't want to discredit anybody.
Thank you.
The Studio Community Institute's EntreCon that's coming up here in a few months. Welcome, ladies. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Thank
Appreciate
you for
y'all coming
us.
In today. Appreciate y'all coming in today. And when is EntreCon? I heard there was some controversy on the number of years of EntreCon-ish. Ship, is that the correct way to say it?
Sure, we'll roll with that.
We'll roll with that. All right.
So EntreCon this year is November 13th and 14th, with the EntreCon Awards being on November 12th. The controversy is, so if you think about it, so when you are born, you are technically not one until it's your first, until you've been alive for
until
a year.
The first full year.
Yeah. So EntreCon started... Quint started it in 2015. So we're like, is this our 10th year or is 2025 our 10th year? But we're not babies. We're a conference. So this is our 10th year of
celebration.
Yes.
Celebrate. We can celebrate it anyway.
Exactly.
Without calling it a specific name.
Exactly.
I think so.
EntreCon's
always
that's
an awesome accomplishment. 10 years.
Yes.
I'm going to do a shameless plug tie-in. Sonny's has been serving the Pensacola community for 40 years here. And so, my boss, Scott, he's been with the Sonny's company for 30 years, which, Ashley, you know them from school.
I do, very well.
Shout out Washington High School.
Woo-hoo!
Hard for me to say a little bit because represent Woodham High School. But, you know, it is what it is. Got a little love My daughter went there, so it's okay. But we're obviously, you know, Studer Community Institute does a great job supporting the community. With EntreCon, it's all about business. What's the focus this year with the 10th annual celebration.
There you go. So the focus this year is discover your potential. We're really playing on 10, so we're highlighting 10. And we have different tracks within EntreCon. So if you've never been, there's keynotes. And then we have a leadership track, an entrepreneurship track, and a community track. And we're talking about like getting back to the basics in leadership, current trends in entrepreneurship, and AI is one of the big ones within entrepreneurial and community. Is we wanted to bring it back to how far has Pensacola come in the last 10 years, and then also where are we going in the next 10 years. So we have a lot of fun things lined up for EntreCon this year.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years is a long time. Things have changed a lot. Obviously, Mr. Studer has done a great number of things for our community, and obviously want to thank him for everything that he's the heart and soul that he's put into Pensacola, on top of the financial investments that he's made into this community. So just wanted to thank him for that, obviously, but then also for the forward thinking, the, you know, what's the next thing, right? Because it's easy to celebrate the past, but what's in the future? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a great accomplishment to be able to do that conference for 10 years. Yes. We're going to be involved a little bit.
Yay, we're so excited.
This is the tie-in, the plug. The reason why we're here is Sunny's Barbecue is going to be feeding some of the volunteers one of the days. And so we're honored to be a part of that. But then also for the awards banquet for, what do we call, what's the formal title of the awards ceremony?
EntreCon Awards.
Simple and easy sometimes is the easy way to go. So
yes,
the EntreCon Awards, will be doing the hors d'oeuvres that evening for everyone to have some fancy things. Probably going to do a little barbecue meatballs, some barbecue shrimp.
And I'm starving now.
Yeah.
We're super excited.
We have a few of our hors d'oeuvres that we typically do for catering. We don't always have those in restaurant, but we do those for catering services. So we offer full service catering as far as you know, set up and serve, take down, put up. Everything that you could imagine that you would need to have an event, we do at Sunny's. So we'll, you know, bring out all the chafing dishes. We do a lot of weddings and things like that. So we're gonna decorate it up real nice. Some nice. That EntreCon red is very, very close to that Sunny's red.
It's not far off.
It's very close. I mean, I'm not a graphic designer. I'm sure the color code may not be exact, but
the hex code.
Whatever you say.
I wonder if Quint was like at Sunny's while he was thinking about EntreCon.
I wonder. I don't know.
We should ask.
We need to have Quint on someday.
You should. I mean, he would love that.
Yeah, he would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Kara, I heard something.
What?
Uh-oh. I heard that you might be giving away an EntreCon ticket. Is that just a rumor?
No, that is not a rumor.
This is a surprise to me.
We're going
to
give away an EntreCon ticket to one lucky person.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well,
I love it. So let's open up the text line, and I'll go ahead and announce our last winner after we do this, the winner of our family pack and sweet tea. But I want to remind you of the phone number right now here at News Radio Pensacola. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we are giving away left and right today. So make sure you save our number, 850-437-1620. Ashley and Kara have brought an EntreCon ticket.
Correct.
Okay. And so the first person to text in the word that they'll give in just a second wins that. So I will let Ashley come up with it.
All right, it's not an easy one.
Okay.
So our theme of the event is discover your potential.
Ooh.
So the key word is potential.
All right, first word with the word, first person with the word potential at 437-1620 will win that EntreCon ticket. So if you text in, I'll make sure I get all your information and we will go from there. So 10 years of EntreCon. And so do we have all different entrepreneurs from the community that gather?
Absolutely.
And how many do we really see or regularly see each year, and how much have we grown?
So first thing is, the misconception is that EntreCon is just for entrepreneurs.
Okay.
It's actually for entrepreneurs and leaders within any type of business. So
EntreCon sounds weird.
Yeah, that is a very weird word. Entrelacron. I can't even say it.
It does sound weird.
So
it's different.
Yes. So it's for everybody. Business and Leadership Conference is what it technically is. And we have anywhere from high school students all the way up to CEOs of big corporations and companies. But Entrecon has really grown tremendously in the past 10 years. So one thing, if you know anything about SCI, is we love to have information. We love to see how far we've come and where we're going. So we have all of the records from 2015 until now. Wow. So I think the first year for Entrecon, I want to say there was 150.
That's and now, still a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And now we're pushing 450 is what our goal is for this year. And I think last year was almost 400. So it's really grown a lot. Our goal is to outgrow the PLT that we have to go somewhere else.
I mean, that's a good goal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a good goal to outgrow where you're at, right?
Correct.
You know, so that's an awesome accomplishment. Mm-hmm. 10 years of serving the business community and the capacity of education and further the spread of ideas, right? Because, you know, everybody thinks we have great ideas, but it's always good to open your minds up to new ideas and see new opportunities that maybe it's from a different perspective that you personally didn't have. And so I'm so glad that y'all are here today to help share that. And
also too, Eldon, you don't have to be a Pensacola native.
No,
we have people travel in from everywhere.
Yeah.
It's relatively inexpensive concert for the things that you get. And
concert.
So,
wow. There's a concert going on.
We have keynotes, speakers. We have a hype man.
A hype man. I like that.
Do you want to be our hype man?
I'd sign me up.
As long as you bring your scooter.
I'll bring the schooler and ride it around the Pensacola Little Theater.
Have you guys seen his scooter? Like, it's legit. Yeah, it has a cooler on the back of it. Yeah. It is amazing.
Yeah. You might catch it around downtown Pensacola. Matter of fact, when I went and had the meeting with y'all, I accidentally went to
Maritime
building right there by Wahoos Park and realized that y'all were not there because somebody, won't say who, did not read the address on the invite and had to ride the schooler all the way across downtown.
That's
two
great
times, not just one time, two times. And
your little fringes on your shirt were like blowing in the wind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your little fringies just blowing.
You can follow me live on Facebook, live right now on Facebook at Eldon Scott. And you can follow me there and see all the sunny shenanigans.
I'm pretty sure you arrived with a tray of banana pudding as well.
I did.
Sweeten the deal.
There was banana pudding in the schooler for SCI.
And it was delicious.
Good. That
Glad
is
y'all amazing. Yes. I love it. All right, I'm going to interject real quick and congratulate. First, let me go ahead and congratulate our Entrecon winner. That is our friend Sean. Thank you so much for texting in. A lot of people have been texting in. Try again next time. We always try to do some giveaways. And of course, Eldon is always so generous with bringing something. So Sean, congratulations. We hope that that makes your future even better. We know it will help you. And then our winner for our family pack with some sweet tea is our friend Alice. Alice, thank you for being so quick with them fingers and texting in.
Congratulations, Alice and Sean. We'll get you hooked up here at News Radio Studio. And tell us real quick where people can get more information, guys, where they can go get their tickets and get signed up for Entrecon in November.
Yeah, so we actually have an Entrecon website. It's Entrecon, so it's Entrecon, Pensacola.com.
Easy. Nice and easy.
I feel like Pensacola has so many cons. Like, that's like our thing around here. We have Entrecon and CivicCon and...
What's the people that come dress up? What is that?
Comic-Con.
Thank you.
That's like a Pensacola thing,
That's
right?
a whole thing, yeah.
Oh, it is a thing.
I know the cat rolls out to the Comic-Con. I've seen him out there at that.
Yeah. You should ride in with your schooler.
I should.
Like Sunny's Con.
I mean, the Sunny's... We actually had Sunny's Con. That's where the schooler came from. So
That's where he won it.
So I'll give you the quick rundown on the story for the schooler. So Sunny's rolled out some national commercials, which you can find on YouTube at Sunny's Barbecue. If you just search Sunny's BBQ on YouTube, you can see our commercials there. There'll be a gentleman wearing a cowboy hat and a friend shirt, like I so fancily have on right now, riding the schooler, eating a barbecue rib from Sunny's. So we are at the Sunny's Con. Sunny's Summers Convention, and I was the only person there, 400 people with a cowboy hat on.
You would think there would be more.
You would think, but not. And so I won the random drawing for the schooler that was actually in the commercial. So when you see the commercial on TV or YouTube or the internets, I actually own the schooler that our marketing agency built specifically for the commercial. So that is the backstory of the schooler.
I love it.
And I couldn't have wrote a better script myself. Sometimes it just works out and you just, you know, it just is what it is. So it's great. I have so much fun. I love that everybody loves it. It's a great time. And, you know, it just gives them, it's a great door opener, right? It's the icebreaker. So yeah. It stands out and people want to have a conversation about it because it's just so weird. Like me. But I like to have a good time. Like we just talked about, Jen, was that guy in the back of the class always cutting up a little too much?
Yeah.
Getting, you know, that's the internet meme, right? Now it's, do you see the meme that talks about how, you know, cheers to all those people who got on the report card that they talked too much. Because now we're all the marketing and sales people out here doing all the fun
time.
Things.
Most talkative, class clown, most likely to be a comedian. And
I was actually voted friendliest. I was voted as friendliest guy in my senior
year. I
didn't know
class. I was voted most school spirit.
I wasn't voted at all.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
Oh, Karen. To give her something.
I know. Sometimes give you a new title.
Yeah.
Maybe at Otricon, maybe I'll win something. I'll bring it. No, just kidding. Quint, just kidding.
Take note, Quint. She needs an award.
Yeah. Hey, I did get an award, actually. Speaking of SDI, I run the Bright Spot Award.
Fantastic. Yeah,
so,
see?
Yeah, so SDI
that's
does that.
Really that's good. A great award.
Yeah, so I have a nice little light bulb that's in my office because I'm a Bright
Spot.
That is
so Quint. I love it.
Yes.
That is so good.
Yes.
You know, Quint Suter is such a staple in our community, has done so much. I mean, yes. Since the first time I stepped foot in Pensacola many years ago to the moment we moved here. And Studer Community Institute has done so much since it was founded. And all the stuff he did before then, we know that he really loves our community and then partners with businesses, local favorites like Sonny's Barbecue to just do more and continue to help our entire area thrive.
Absolutely.
People are flocking here. Look at how much we've grown.
Absolutely.
And EntreCon is a part of that. Sonny's has been a part of that, right?
Mm-hmm. For years.
It's worth celebrating. It is a bright light. You guys are bringing spirit to our community and good food.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of good food, no shameless plug. This is what we're here for. We're here for Sonny's to talk about barbecue. And so just want to drop real quick before we end the show where you can find us at all of our locations here on the Gulf Coast. So we have our location in Pace, Florida on Highway 90 in front of the Lowe's Barbecue.
Ooh, go Pace.
We have Go Pace. That's Miss Ashley's favorite store over there. Had a photo selfie from Mr. Stephen Rampersand at, if I hope I said his last name right, but from ARC Gateway. He selfied with a couple of the folks over there. He said that was his Sonny's. So I said, it's always your Sonny's,
right,
buddy.
Right.
So no problem with that. I appreciate you taking ownership in your store. Then we have our 9th Avenue store behind the AutoZone. Our Pine Forest Road store just south of I-10. That's yours.
Kim's Care.
And then we have our Navy Boulevard store down by NAS. So come see us at any of our locations. Again, you can get that family pork and tender deal, $32.99. It's a great special. Swing through us. You're back to school. Take advantage of that. I'll grab you a gallon of sweet tea also. And then you can always find us at sunnysbarbecue.com. Thank you for watching.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.